I'm so delighted to introduce you to a friend of mine whom I have not had the privilege of seeing face to face. We just figured it out 10 years. It's Melissa Mottenbacher. Here she is in the studio with me right now, all the way from Colorado.
Yay.
Yay. So, 10 years?
10 years. How did that happen?
I have no
idea. In a blink
of
an eye. Yes. It's so good to be here, Robin.
We worshiped together, and we also were on the mission field a couple of times together.
That's right.
Yeah. But something significant happened to you this year. And when you contacted me, it's been a few months, you shared with me about the Asbury Revival.
Yes.
And what happened to you personally. So we'll get started with that. So go ahead and tell the story.
Oh, well, thanks again for having me. Yes, the Asbury Revival, you know, many people have heard about it, and over 50,000 people went. It was in February of this year, so it's been about 9 months, and
wow.
It still feels like yesterday in my heart. You know, I was praying about whether or not to go. I have known the Lord now for 22 years.
Yeah.
I didn't give my life to Christ until I was 27. But serving him in the last 22 years, I feel like I have gotten more focused on the ministry than the master. And I've gotten tired. I've gotten weary. And
ooh.
When I started to hear about this revival, I'm like, Lord, I want that in my own heart. I
yes.
want revival. And yes, I know that we can have it in our home and in our car and at church. We can have it here, there, and everywhere. But I kept hearing about what God was doing, and I was so hungry for more and more of God. And so I began to pray, like, Lord, should I go? And I felt like, not that I heard an audible voice, but I just felt like the Holy Spirit say, why wouldn't you want to experience my presence? And I
wow.
remember praying, Lord, you
okay.
know, Lord, you know, I know that revivals haven't lasted forever in the past, and I felt like the Holy Spirit say, I will wait for you. And in his gentleman nature, I mean, isn't that who God is? He's just so good, and he's so patient with us.
Yes.
And so anyway,
wow.
I talked to my husband, and I made plans to go, and I got a flight the next day out to go to the Asbury Revival. So this went—
All by yourself.
All by myself. I was supposed to meet another friend there, and so I went— I packed my suitcase and I went to grab the door handle of the garage door to go to leave for the airport. And I felt like the Holy Spirit dropped a little seed in my heart, and it said, I felt like he said, stop, turn around, look around your house, because you'll never be the same. And that was my story. I've never been the same since this Asbury Revival. And I went to the airport
wow.
and I got on an airplane, and there was a text message from the friend who was going to meet me there. And she said, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to make it. And all of a sudden, I felt like my countenance of just, I was sad of like, I'm not going to meet a friend there. I'm going alone.
Yeah.
And it felt like the Holy Spirit said, I'm no stranger to people backing out on me. And
oh
that
my goodness.
Ripped
That's
my
powerful.
Heart apart. And
yeah.
then I looked around to the right and the left, and here I am on an airplane. I travel every week for ministry or with my husband. And I thought, Lord, I'm alone. Like, I'm traveling by myself. And I felt the Holy Spirit speak to my heart and say, you've never traveled alone.
Mm.
And I landed at around midnight, got into Kentucky, got my room, and the next morning got up with such anticipation to drive to this revival. And I'm driving, and everywhere I look, everything I see, everything, the Spirit of God was just speaking, and it was so powerful, and it was so alive. And even down to seeing a semi-truck with a paint can that said, cover the earth with this paint can. And the Holy Spirit say, you cover the earth for
yes.
me.
Ooh.
And seeing bridal trails along with these beautiful, stately Southern Kentucky homes, and with the bridal pass on the side, and feeling like the Holy Spirit saying, you blaze a trail for me. And then seeing construction signs as I'm driving, and the Holy Spirit's like, get ready, because I'm about to do some construction in your heart. And all of the everywhere.
Oh, Melissa,
and I said,
this is so unreal.
Lord, like, I just don't want this to end. And I felt like the Holy Spirit was just telling me, I'm not going to let this end. Will you?
Wow. Melissa Mottenbacher here in the studio with me, my guest on Girl Chat tonight, and we've just begun.